This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Joy 94.9, 9 minutes past five. It is the CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam. In the studio now, we have Ali Flower. Oh, I can't even see it. Renamed her. Ali Fowler and Toddy Goldsmith. They are the Shantuzzis. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
And I know why you got confused, Chris.
Why?
We were just playing in a hot and cold. You were thinking MasterChef, so you went to Flower.
Oh, I see what you did there. Oh, and you know what I was thinking, because it's drive time, is your surname Cam Shah? See, oh. Like, hello. Oh,
I'm not a gay. Oh, that's, go with that.
That's got another meaning too, doesn't it? That could be a drag name.
You are in a gay and lesbian radio station
where every innuendo counts.
We call him Overhead Cam Shaft.
They call him Shaft
on drive time.
I'm just checking I'm plugged in. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, have
you
good.
Check your volume. There
I've
we go.
I've got playing with my buttons and knobs.
Oh, yeah. Hello. We're all playing with buttons
I know,
and
a
knobs.
There's shafting, there's buttons and knobs.
Oh, it's like the best show ever.
Welcome to the station. It's lovely to have you back in again. You're regulars here.
Oh, we love it here. Everyone's so welcoming and friendly and fun.
Have you been to lunch with Leo lately?
Haven't been to lunch with Leo ever. What's that all about,
yeah,
Leo?
Yeah, what is that about that I've been left out of?
Leo, Friday morning show host, he's got the reputation of
taking the ladies out to lunch.
Oh, really?
Okay,
we better have a chat to Leo.
I'll leave that to when you're chatting to him on Sound Museum.
Yeah, here's the girls' lunch.
Yeah. Tell him, when are you taking us out to lunch?
Exactly.
Make him pay, too.
What does your T-shirt say? Don't insult me with bad pop music.
Yes.
Oh, oh, I love that.
That's fantastic.
Well, as music director here, I do get inundated with quite a lot of music.
We have a T-shirt. It's a Shantuzzi T-shirt, but it says, these drag queens almost look like real women, which was a comment that somebody put on our YouTube.
It was based on a mean tweet we got sent. So we went, well, stuff you mean old trolls. We'll make some money out of your mean tweets.
And you did.
We popped it on a T-shirt and people thought it was hilarious.
It's funny, though. Come
on.
Yeah,
it is.
I think it's a cracker.
Yeah. Where's the – is there a shop.shantuzzis.com, where we can buy that T-shirt?
Well,
there's only one left, actually.
There's only one left. We need to do another round. and maybe just pop all – we need to get all sorts of things going.
We normally, do it, sell them after the show.
Ah,
we haven't
really
got them online, but that might happen.
We wanted to get those little pens, where you tip the girls upside down and their clothes come off.
Which one of his was going to be the model for it?
Well, three different pens.
Collect the whole set.
Yes.
You might tip mine upside down and there'd be flannelette pyjamas on. Oh, she's saucy. See that one? Oh.
Are you the homebody, Ali?
Quite the little minx.
No,
probably Eve is more the homebody.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Hence, she's not here today. She's at home
in her flannelette.
Yeah. Yes. See how beautifully we did that.
Yeah. Ali, a cup of tea. Well, Ali and I will have a scotch. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Maybe a gin.
What Ali? Tell them about when we were at the airport and you asked for soy milk with your coffee and they didn't have any. She said, "All right, well, give me Bloody Mary then."
They would have had that.
Yeah. Certainly had that.
Absolutely. Now, the Shantuzzis originally formed back in 1987, is that right?
86.
Yeah. A whole raft of you doing it back then.
There were five of us.
Five?
Yes.
Well, all girl groups have to start with five members.
Yeah, because
members.
You're going to lose a few along the way, so start up high.
Yeah, that's right.
Otherwise it'd be a solo act after a few years.
Yes.
No, but Angie was in it. Robin was in it right at the beginning, but when we went into recording, she just
and
went...
touring, I think,
touring, this
hard
is not
bit,
what I
yeah.
really want to do. So, and she opened up really successful jewellery shops. So she had her thing, and then
so she's actually made money.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, right.
And gets sleep at night before midnight. Doesn't have to wear mini skirts and oy vey.
Yeah. Now you had a couple of massive hits at the time.
We did. Witch Queen of New Orleans was very successful. Wanna Be Up was very successful.
Number four on the charts is, it's pretty good. Wanna Be Up, number six on the charts.
That's right. And I think that stayed in the charts long. Well, it sort of went out and then it came back in again and... Oh, it was like the tide, wasn't it? God bless it.
And Australia wasn't really flush with girl groups or girl bands in at that time, was it? We had lots of guys doing you know, rock and rock pop, but there wasn't a lot of girls and girl bands.
No.
Whereas in Britain, I mean, it was the thing, you know. Britpop was.
Bananarama were the same era as us.
Yeah,
we were. But paralleling.
Yeah, I guess in Australia we were probably the first girl group. I think there was obviously.
Who?
You know, Chrissy and, you know, those gorgeous sisters. Oh, Cheetah.
Yeah.
From
yeah,
the 70s.
Okay.
But,
yeah,
you know, they were sort of a sister act. It wasn't quite like a girl group.
No.
You know, in the
true
same way that
word.
We understand
yeah.
them. So I guess we were the only ones and we're still standing.
Keeping
we've
the
gone
faith.
From not, you know, yeah.
But then anyway. they were sort of made up from singing shows like the Divas and stuff like that, but nothing really organic.
Nothing that... Yeah.
If you could call us organic.
Yeah.
Pickled,
well, we are organic.
All,
we
eat, the word.
We
all
eat
natural.
Organic.
No.
Yeah. We eat organic and as, yes, rather than Australia not being too flush with girl groups, now it's hot flush with girl groups.
yes.
Or this particular girl group. Anyway, let's not mention the war.
Turn up the air. Turn up the
no,
air.
No, I tell you what. Yeah. You know, from a distance, we still look young.
It's getting hot in here. So take off.
Let's go right back. Let's go right back now. Let's
no
let's
to
go
right
back.
Back.
Yeah, no.
If we can remember.
We're going to go right back. We're going to play Witch Queen.
Woo! Okay.
The highest charting single for the Shantuzies. This is Witch Queen on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9, 20 minutes past five. In the studio now, Toddy and Ali are just engrossed in Cam's research material. We've gone from...
Hey, look, you can never have too many pictures of celebrities with bad wigs, okay?
That's the page we're looking at and it's extraordinary.
I tell you what, that's my mantra.
New weekly and all these wig.
I know, and we've gone from the Kardashians and Kim.
We've moved quickly on past
I know.
The
I'm sorry,
implants.
Listeners,
the
but I
implants,
just won't tolerate
no.
it.
No. And we also mentioned Ryan Gosling.
Oh, my God.
We lingered a little longer on the Gosling.
And that I want to have, well, us. We all want to have his baby.
Yeah.
And
or at least try
it.
Hard to have his baby.
Oh, my God.
That's right. Or be his baby.
Or call him daddy. Whichever way you want to look at it. Where were we?
Talking about the paddle.
Oh, yeah, what's this?
No, well, we went way back to 1987 when you girls
six,
started.
86. Honestly, Chris.
We played the first hit from 87.
Sorry.
Then a couple of years ago, you got back together for a one-off special occasion.
Well, no, it started really with the Countdown Tour. Didn't
it did,
the
sort
Countdown
of.
Spectacular.
That's right, yep.
Yeah, occasionally we'd, you know, we were all still great friends and we saw each other all the time. And then we got together for the Countdown Tour in 2006, I think it was. And we sort of thought, maybe we should, you know, throw our hat in the ring and do a few more of these gigs. The whole 80 revival thing is happening, so let's go with it. Let's ride that wave, baby.
And now we're going, well, we may as well see it out.
Until it dumps us.
Yeah.
Until we're head down in the sand.
Hey, now, before you keep going.
Yeah. Until our wigs slide off.
Yeah, bathers up our crack.
We'll get some pictures in NW for you.
Yeah.
And we had a question come in from
really?
Stefan. It wasn't Ryan Gosling, unfortunately.
Right.
Sorry. He said he's confused, though. There
right.
you go, you've confused
okay.
him.
Aren't we all? Drag queens
for
or?
Some reason, he has a vague recollection of David Rain being in the Shantuzies, possibly in a dress.
No, he wasn't in a
drummer.
Frock. He was the drummer.
Yeah.
Not good wearing a dress behind a drum kit. I'm sure he would have maybe on the hot gigs.
No, Stefan is correct because I remember I had a good interest in the Shantuzies back in 1987 because I had the hots for David Rain.
Everyone had the hots for David Rain.
I know. But look,
that's how we got the name, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was more his brother. Anyway, moving right along. what happens on the road stays on the road.
Which is why he's not with the band now, I guess.
Oh, dear.
No, sorry. When we were talking about the girls, we didn't even get to the gorgeous boys we had, you know,
my brother,
behind us.
Brett.
That's right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bass player.
Frank McCoy from The Real McCoys was the guitarist.
And nobody else.
Oh, a guy called Scott Griffiths was our keyboard player. And then the gorgeous David Rain on drums. But then we kind of moved the boys on or whatever.
It's a big
one
good.
Thing led to another thing. But anyway, and then there were four.
Yes.
The girls. Like
there were four in the bed.
And then there were three. And anyway, let's go back Hollywood's
Say, we move right forward to this year.
Exactly.
And you girls supported Bananarama.
We did.
And from all reports, you were giving them a pretty strong run for their money.
Oh, you better believe it, baby.
That's right.
It apparently was a massive show and you just blew the crowd away.
Look, one newspaper in Adelaide did say, had it been a battle of the bands, the Shantuzies would have won.
That's pretty good.
We've got a whole different philosophy with, you know, doing live work because we just go out there and understand that we're honoured to be in the position we're in. People pay really good money to see you and you give them everything you've got. Whereas the Bananarama's don't really have that kind of philosophy. They go out a little haphazard and have a bit of a cigarette and a 10 gins before they go out and wearing their witchcraft or whatever, Suzanne's outfit. Sorry, that's, I'm going to tell it as it is. And didn't really give it a whole lot of love and I think that came across. Love their music, though.
Yeah, we all
they
love Bananarama.
They do have a fantastic back catalogue.
Massive back catalogue.
God bless them. Yeah. They were.
We should have been a Bananarama cover band. I think we would have done very well. Well, better than them.
You could tour Asia.
Well, maybe we can slip into Asia as Bananarama.
Well, yeah. is there a Bananarama cover in the set right now?
No, but we did used to segue from Witch Queen into Venus.
Uh-huh.
And it sits
intravenous.
Really well.
Intravenous. That's right, people. That's how you're going to have to take that song. Oh, yeah.
So we did have a Bananarama song, so to speak. And then we went back to Witch Queen. It did sound really good. I don't know why we're not doing it anymore.
Well, look, you never know. We might pull it out
at the
next
Corner
Thursday
Hotel.
Night at the Corner Hotel in Richmond on June the 2nd.
In 1 week's time, you are appearing at an icon of Melbourne live music, the Corner Hotel.
Last.
Girl band
last.
Icon appears at, you know, pub icon.
Local Melbourne.
Isn't that a couple of icons?
Well, you're like Tina Arena was there just last month. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
So, you know, that's a pretty big
set.
It's
a very small girl band, though.
Yeah, but a big just set Tina. Of shoes
no,
to
no,
fill.
No, very small shoes.
She doesn't wear shoes.
Oh.
I saw her at the...
She just got sort of built-up feet.
No, she walks out in beautiful dresses and bare feet. I saw her playing in Sydney at Star
like
City.
Adele.
Mm. Yes, a little bit like that. And
Kelly Clarkson.
There you go, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Sandy Shaw was the original one, I believe, but I'm way too young to remember.
So, yeah, she was beautiful, Tina. Anyway, we're going back there. We haven't played there since the 90s.
Right, so this is a
early 90s. So it's probably like 25 years, I think.
Mm.
Very exciting.
It's probably exactly the same.
Sticky carpet.
We've got a great guy, Grim Faulkner, who was busking on Ackland Street, and he's just amazing. He's won all sorts of awards, as you know, busking awards everywhere and been playing around the world. So he's supporting us, which is fantastic. So Grim Faulkner, which is really good.
Supported by Grim Faulkner. You're playing at the Corner Hotel next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Tickets are available online, yeah?
Yeah, you can book online at the Corner.
Hotel.com.
You can also ring their 1300 something number.
Which is, where is that poster we had?
Google it.
Google it.
Or you can buy them at the door for those that are commitment phobic.
So they're
which is like most
of
Melbourne.
But, you know, come on.
Online, they're $30 bucks plus, I think, $3 for some booking fee. So it's not expensive.
All right.
It's cheap. Like us.
Luckily, you've got lots of other things. Like Ali, you get killed off in TV.
I got... look at you mentioning the highlights. thank you so much, Chris.
Everyone was saying, she was in Wentworth. Yeah. She got killed.
Yeah, that's right. Hot shot.
Whereas Toddy was in the classic Prisoner.
That's right, and didn't get killed.
No.
But don't forget, death is not the end for anybody in a soapy.
No, that's right. I was killed in a TV show and they brought me back as another person. What was that? That was one of the Aussie
Well,
things.
Talking of being brought back as another person, Ali's been in Neighbours twice.
That's right.
Both as Paul's girlfriend, but different characters.
Oh, no, look at that. We've all had a go at Paul.
Yeah. Oh, haven't we?
I had a go at Paul about 4 years ago. He's a pretty good kisser, isn't he, Al? Oh, Stephen Dennis. Yeah.
I don't know which one you're talking about, whether it was Paul. In an acting job or...
Yeah. The answer is yes. Let's stick to Paul.
Yeah, all right.
Love him.
Excellent. Now, anything else interesting happening on the horizons?
Well... we've got gig. Obviously, we've got other gigs coming up throughout the year. We're at the Essendon Football Club later at the end of June or near the end of June.
I do like the fact you're at the Wonthaggi Workmen's Club.
We're at the Wonthaggi Workmen's Club. Yes. We've got all sorts of gigs coming up at the back in the at the back end. Oh, she said back end. Here we go with the innuendo again.
And Cruise and Groove, which would be amazing. But sadly, John English passed away, as you know, so I don't know who's going to be taking his spot. But there's John,
lots of other
John
people.
Farnham and JPY and us and Eurogliders on it too.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And Pseudo Echo.
Pseudo Echo. So that'll be great fun.
It will be.
Yeah.
That's an amazing lineup.
You get to cruise, you get to groove, ladies and gentlemen. Oh yeah.
And you get stuck on the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Often the easiest way to cruise.
Can't get away.
I don't mean like you're just going down
cruising
Grey Street.
Ali.
In your Holden.
Ali.
Oh, I'm not talking about you. Said you get
choose Grey Street.
Since Kilda.
Wouldn't that be you might
it's another icon of
it's
Melbourne.
You might cruise there. I don't know.
All right. Ali Fowler, Toddy Goldsmith, it's been an amazing pleasure having you with us
Thank
this afternoon.
Thank you so much. June 2nd, Corner Hotel.
Thursday.
Like get it's some sort of Tourette's I've got. Stop
after the voice with you.
School night.
We will hear a little bit of more Shantuzzi's music after the news headlines. That's coming up very shortly. But until...
Will we be a headline? Corner Hotel, June 2nd.
Yes, you are. You are. The Shantuzzi's, the Corner Hotel.
Leading
next
a news
Thursday.
Story.
Have we got it out? Enough.
When?
One more. The
We're
Corner
shameless.
Hotel.
When?
Oh.
June 2nd. We're on stage at 9:30.
And for anything else you want to know about us, go to our website or go to our Facebook page.
Shantuzzi's.com.
Like
yeah.
It's really easy. Thank you, ladies.
Thanks,
you
guys.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.